It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome to the Download on Chicago Business. I'm Justin Kaufman here for 720 WGN. Well, when you think summer businesses, one business that comes to mind has to be water parks. Well, you wouldn't necessarily think of that as an entrepreneurial idea, but it is for Randy Witt and Raging Waves, which is the great water park out in Yorkville. Randy, thanks for being here and being my guest on Downloading Chicago Business.
Well, thank you for having me.
How do you get into the water park business?
Yeah, I tell you, it was a long time in the making. It was a dream come true. You just kind of get bit by the water park bug, as somebody described it to me a number of years ago, and it's so true. You just start thinking about it and realizing, and then you visit parks and you realize even more, and then pretty soon you're realizing an actual water park.
Well, I think about the Chicagoland area, and we've been blessed to have good water parks all over the place for years. I think of up in Rockford, and I think it was Cherry Valley in that area. But for Raging Waves, you come in and you become the sort of granddaddy quickly in this market. How do you do that? How do you become the destination water park in a big metropolitan area like Chicago?
Yeah, great point. We stayed the course. That is what we did. We had this vision that we wanted to be a big water park. It had to be all-encompassing, something for the entire family to do. You spend a day there. You don't just come there for an hour, you're bored, got to get the heck out of there. It's something that we wanted to build really, really big, really just very substantial. And so we stayed the course on that, and we just kept building upon it and improving it. And now, after these many years, as things have matured as far as landscaping and development of different buildings and things like that, that is how we really, really made it work and what we are to this day.
You know, running a water park in the summer in the Chicagoland area is a pretty simple concept. I mean, people really want to seek it out. But it is a seasonal business. This is not the area of the country that has round-the-clock, 365-day water parks. So from that point of view, is it hard and a challenge to be a businessman who runs a water park when you can only do it for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, it really is. We've got 90 days to make it. We've got Memorial Day to Labor Day, and everything, I've told people this before, everything rises and falls on Raging Waves. If I had five water parks scattered throughout the country, if one doesn't do good, the other picks the other one up. We don't have that. I mean, it's Raging Waves, period. So it is a challenge. We face a lot of challenges, obviously, with weather. When the weather's great, people flock there. When the weather's pretty good, we still get pretty good crowds. And we're seeing that grow and grow and grow. So that's helpful. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing that kills us is not so much the weather, it's the forecast. When the forecast comes out and there's, X amount of percentage, whether it's 40 for 50% chance of rain that day, it kills our day. It just kills it. And there's so, so many days. I can't tell you how many days that just never materializes. But you got to deal with it.
Yeah. You know, the other issue with this business in particular, when you're talking about amusement parks or in this case, water parks, safety comes to mind. There's so many regulations that go around water temperature and making sure that everybody is safe on the actual rides. There's a lot that goes into that if you're a businessman in this area.
Yeah, there's three tenets we build Raging Waves around. That's the cleanliness, the friendliness, but most importantly, the safety. You have to be safe. You there's just no compromise there. So yeah, we are heavily regulated, which we welcome. We made a decision a long time ago because we're required to do pool checks once in the AM, once in the PM. We did away with that. We do them every hour on the hour. We hire pool techs. And right now, as we speak, they monitor each pool, and it takes them about 45 to 50 minutes to do a round for each pool, and then they start all over again. And we do that every hour of every single day we're
open. Is there, you know, this is the Download in Chicago business, so when you think about what would be the overhead when there's heavy regulation on a business like this, And, you know, when safety, and that means staff, and that means making sure everybody's trained up, the I would assume the expenses start to pile up. I mean, there really is, and you only have 90 days to make it.
Yeah.
It's a tough, it's a challenging industry.
It really is, yeah. And that's a great point. It's much more challenging than I thought. When I'm dreaming about it, and I'm visiting these parks and seeing all the crowds, what I wasn't seeing was those days where the forecast was bad or the weather was bad, and there was only 100 people in the park. So, yeah, it is very challenging, but you got to be very efficient. You got to be very shrewd, wise, and you just got to really utilize your resources to the fullest extent.
You know, I always think of water parks not unlike theme parks. They have this balance of making sure that the aficionados, the thrill seekers, if you will, are satisfied, and the families that want to make sure they're having a good time. How do you do that with the water park? Because I would assume, not unlike a place like Great America or other places, you need something every year that's going to be new or interesting or unique that's going to grab maybe a thrill seeker to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we start off with our original park, or the original rides, the attractions, if you will. We took into account, like, what members of the family can do this. And we wanted to go from the toddlers to the grandparents. And so we went all the way through that and discovered that any rides we can do where multiple members of the family can ride together was really, really popular. So we tried that. So, yeah, so we have this thrill-seeking segment. We have the wave pool segment. We have a brand new kiddie area that we're so excited about. And it's sorry, but I'm going to brag a little bit. We're being nominated for the kiddie area, the new kiddie area of the year award. So,
congratulations!
Really, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're excited about that. And then, but as I mentioned, then we have the regular staple of rides, and then we have the thrill rides for the thrill seekers as all.
What have you learned? How have you evolved as a guy who runs the water park, Raging Waves? What have you learned in the time that you've done it?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I've learned, I've learned patience. I've learned tolerance. And I've learned that some people that come into your park, they don't care as much about your park as keeping it nice as you do. So there's a lot of places that we've learned over the year that you have to kind of people-proof the park and just kind of make it a little more, where you can control things a little better.
Because I would assume people, because they pay the ticket price up front, they see the park as disposable in the way that they can say, oh, I'm just going to throw my trash here. I can eat and leave my tray, or I can go and leave the inner tube here. Like, there seems to be a lack of etiquette is what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness. Were you there yesterday? Yeah, you nailed it. Every one of those points, you nailed it. So, yeah. So you learn patience. You learn, you know, that you just, this is your job. You learn very quickly that, you know, you've got to clean up after people. You've got to watch after them. But really what you learn is you got to provide a great, safe, you got to make them happy. I'm telling you, if you can make them happy, you've done your job.
One of the issues I always think about with theme parks and water parks in particular is that for you to be successful, you need that line around the block, or you need that line to get onto the popular ride, right? You see this all the time. And that's good for you and your business. Not necessarily great for me, who has to stand in a 45-minute line to take a water slide for 10 seconds or whatever it might be. How do you balance that to make sure that it's not too overcrowded or too popular and gives everybody that kind of experience?
Yeah, that's hard. But okay, one of the balances we do is we have a huge wave pool and a big lazy river. So we always tell people, listen, if you don't want to wait in lines now, you can always go and get wet. That's what we've learned. You asked earlier about what we've learned. Another thing, people just want to get wet. They want to come to your park. They want to get wet, whether it's a slide, the river, the wave pool. So we tell them, hey, you don't want to wait in lines right now? Get in the wave pool. Enjoy that for a while. And then as we've grown, we've added more attractions. And we've seen how when we add attractions, that kind of lessens the weight on the other rides, because there's just more to do. You're just spreading the crowd out more,
right,
with more attractions. So that's really how we combat that.
So take us back to the minute when you said, I want to get into Raging Waves. It's been a couple of years now. Would you do the same thing again? I mean, if you were the same guy with a dream and you were thinking about water parks and now you know what you know now, would you do it again?
You know, if you'd asked me that 6 years ago, I said, no way. I bemoan the fact that it was hard. I, you know, at, you know, people don't care, but it was hard. It was way harder than I thought. You asked me that today, as you just did. Yeah, I would do it again. I would do it again. I tell people we're not great, but life is a lot better than it used to be. It is better, and it's going in the right direction, and that we're so grateful for that.
The Raging Waves Water Park is out in Yorkville, and Randy Witt is the owner. Randy, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about what it takes to run a water park.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.